So a lot has happened since I've been around here. It's been almost 2 years, which is far too long, I'm sorry. And, a lot has happened in the sphere of Dallas-Fort Worth weather stuff. So back in March, KEC55, my transmitter over here in Fort Worth, went wireless. Yeah, back in March, so it was a while ago. But on March 15th, it was a Wednesday, it went wireless, and I really wish I was there to record it, as it was happening, but I wasn't. I have recordings, though, of the station before it went wireless, and then I have more recordings of it after it went wireless. So I have, the last recording I have of it before it went wireless was on March 2nd, and then I have the weekly test from that evening, after it went wireless. And I think it must have gone wireless around 4:30 in the afternoon or so. But I don't know exactly when, because of course I wasn't recording it. I failed you, I'm sorry. Anyways, I'll play you a recording of before it went and after it went, and you can hear how big the difference is. Now, in the recording of after it went wireless, it was really loud, and like, I guess they hadn't optimized everything, and so the station was slightly distorted and really noisy. It's not near as bad now. It's much, much clearer. And they've gotten rid of most of that stuff. But yeah, it's been really interesting. We also have a few station glitches, that I'll be posting about in, the next few videos. I don't know how all that's going to go, but yeah, I'm going to go ahead and roll you the audio.
Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. Cooler with highs in the mid-60s. Chance of rain 40%. The hazardous weather outlook through tonight for North Texas. Isolated to scattered thunderstorms are expected this morning along and south of a stalled frontal boundary that currently extends along a line from Sulphur Springs to Ennis to Hillsboro to Comanche. Stronger storms may contain small hail, gusty outflow winds, and brief heavy rainfall are possible. Thunderstorms will become more numerous by this afternoon and continue into tonight with widespread severe weather likely across much of the region. The greatest risk for severe weather will exist along and east of Highway 281 during the day, shifting east of the Interstate 35 corridor during the evening hours. All modes of severe weather will be possible, including large hail, damaging wind gusts, and tornadoes. Windy conditions are expected overnight with gusts to near 45 miles an hour expected to arrive overnight. Spotter activation is likely this afternoon and evening, possibly extending into the overnight hours north of Interstate 20. And now the hazardous weather outlook for Friday through Wednesday. Windy conditions will continue on Friday, especially during the morning hours with gusts between 35 and 45 miles an hour possible. Thunderstorm chances return by the middle of next week with the arrival of a strong cold front and upper-level disturbance. The ultraviolet index forecast for March 2nd is 5, or moderate. The Dallas-Fort Worth climate summary for yesterday, March 1st, 2023. Tuesday, partly sunny with a 20% chance of showers. Highs in the upper 50s. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy. Lows in the mid-40s. Wednesday, partly sunny with a 20% chance of showers. Not as cool with highs around 70. The hazardous weather outlook through tonight for North Texas. This afternoon and tonight. No hazardous weather is expected at this time. Spotter activation may be needed Thursday afternoon into Thursday night. And now the hazardous weather outlook for Thursday through Tuesday. Showers and thunderstorms are expected on Thursday, some of which could become severe Thursday afternoon into Thursday night. Large hail will be the primary threat with potential for greater than golf ball-sized hail across North Texas. However, damaging winds will also be possible, and there is a low tornado threat. Strong northerly winds of 20 to 25 miles an hour gusting to 40 miles an hour will arrive behind a cold front Thursday night into Friday morning. Freezing temperatures will be possible during the upcoming weekend, particularly in areas north of the Interstate 20 corridor. A late season frost is likely Saturday morning in sheltered locations and where light winds dominate. The ultraviolet index forecast for March 16th is 2, or low. This is the National Weather Service office in Fort Worth. The preceding signal was a test of the public warning system for weather radio station KEC55. During potentially dangerous weather situations, specially built receivers can be automatically activated by the signal to warn of the impending hazard. Tests of the signal and receiver's performance are normally conducted by the National Weather Service each Wednesday between 10 a.m. and noon and between 6 and 8 p.m. If there is a threat of severe weather, the test will be postponed to the next available good weather day. Reception of this broadcast, and especially the warning alarm tone, will vary at any given location. This variation, normally more noticeable at greater distances from the transmitter, can occur even though you are using a good quality receiver in good working order. The warning alarm tone will be activated for hazardous watches and warnings for the following counties: Bosque, Collin, Dallas, Denton, Ellis, Erath, Hill, Hood, Johnson, Parker, Somerville, Tarrant, and Wise. This concludes the test of weather radio station KEC55. The current time is 6:34 p.m. Central Daylight Time. You are listening to...